Hey, this is Dan with Audio Boo number 35, Avengers 183, also known as The Redoubtable Return of Crusher Creel. So when this issue opens, we have Miss Marvel, who is being given temporary status as an Avenger, because no sooner was the Scarlet Witch made one of the, permanent members of the team as per the government, that she is taking a leave of absence to go explore her heritage with Quicksilver and Django Maximoff as per the last issue. So Miss Marvel's now on the team taking Scarlet Witch's place. Scarlet Witch is saying her goodbyes. She's on a dock taking a slow boat to Europe with Quicksilver and good old Django. While she's saying goodbye to the Vision, Iron Man is doing his part to help the New York City Sanitation Department by emptying the Avengers dumpster into their truck, because their truck is just not powerful enough to lift all the Avengers garbage. So the truck. So we follow the truck, garbage truck takes the garbage to the dump, dumps it. The blue collar guys say it's Miller time, and they peace out. Meanwhile, when they leave, slowly all these pieces of broken glass start flying together and forming a figure. And that figure is Crusher Creel, a.k.a. the Absorbing Man. Apparently, the Absorbing Man took a glass form in an issue of Hulk. In fact, it looks like it's issue Hulk 209. He turned to glass and then was shattered. So he's actually been waiting at this dump until enough pieces of himself were dumped here that he could pull himself, literally pull himself back together. So he sets off to most likely do no good, and cut to Steve Rogers kind of making his sales pitch to the Falcon, aka Sam Wilson. Sam doesn't really want any part of being an Avenger, but he eventually agrees to do it because Cap asks him to do it as a personal favor. Cut again to Crusher, who busts into a clothing store for cash and clothes so he can get the heck out of Dodge. His plan is to go to South America and set up shop there as a big badass, since I guess there really aren't any superheroes in South America. And, heaven knows, it's not like they could actually fly to another country and stop him if he really got out of control. So I guess Creel's not really thinking that all the way through. But aside from money and clothes, he also grabs a woman to take with him as a hostage/companion, if you know what I mean. Cut back to the docks, we see Wanda. Actually, Hawkeye comes to see her off. Hawkeye is, lamenting the fact that he's broke and no longer an Avenger, so he scrounges enough change together to get a cup of coffee. Just so happens he goes to get coffee in the same diner that the Absorbing Man is at. Some shenanigans ensue, and Absorbing Man starts tearing the place up. Hawkeye sends out the priority call. Starts taking matters into his own hands. The Avengers show up. Absorbing Man hops onto a freighter and eventually absorbs all the power of the ship's turbines. And he becomes super huge and super powerful. And that is where the issue ends, with him taking on Ms. Marvel, Vision, Beast, Iron Man, Wasp, and Hawkeye. So, and one interesting little piece of trivia in the letters column, there's a letter by Kurt Busiek. So that was kind of cool. So this has been Dan for Comic Book Pit. We'll see you next time.